George Gykus. George, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. I read this story and got pretty excited because I'm a concert guy. And when I saw that Michigan International Speedway was going to be the host for a concert, I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. Tell me about this story.
Well, it started about a year ago. We were talking to them about some other entertainment needs that they had. They're developing more than just race weekends at Michigan International Speedway. And so from that standpoint, we started traveling through the grounds and taking a look at other opportunities. And concerts were a natural for them as far as, what do you add at sports and then entertainment. And we started to germinate what we thought was beginnings of a single concert and grew into a festival by the time we got all said and done. So this has been really over a year in the workings and the makings. And we're real excited about where we're at today, and they couldn't be better hosts. I mean, they've hosted every year since 1991, the largest sporting event in the state, and now they're moving into the entertainment realm.
Well, it's been a long time in coming because, as far as I know, they have cross-country meets for state championships, but other than that, they've got that great facility out there that they really, I'm sure, would like to use a lot more.
Oh, sure, yeah, and where we got together was on the Great Lakes Wine Festival that they had, and although it's a wine festival, but they wanted to include entertainment, so that has grown into its second year as being a big event, too. So, yeah, you're going to start seeing a lot more coming out of that venue, and like I said, we couldn't find better partners than them to be our hosts.
All right, well, tell us about TGIF Entertainment Group. You're the CEO, and what else? Who else you work with?
Well, TGIF Entertainment Group is the one that's organizing this event, and this is for MyFest LLC, which is a newly formed organization to put on MyFest on an annual basis. As I mentioned, we've teamed up with Michigan International Speedway for the next 4 years, so this isn't a one-and-done kind of thing. We plan to grow this into a multi-day and phenomenal event regionally as well as hopefully nationally to draw tourists to the state of Michigan. So it's an economic driver as well as a music event, and we're quite well known in the state for automotive. But when you get past that, usually the next thing that people talk about is, and by the way, you guys put out some great music. And over the last 49 years, we've produced a chart-topping artist, and I know that will continue on for many years to come. So we are an automotive state, and we are a music state, and what better place than Michigan to have that? I think sometimes we think that we should have had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but that's I don't know how to put it, but we certainly don't want to be upset about that. We want to just put on a great show and have a lot of fun with the music talent that we have. And when we started thinking about who to put on the roster, it wasn't hard to find people in our backyard that would fill a festival and draw a great crowd and create a great event. But we are extremely fortunate that one of our own from our state, the Raconteurs, are coming back to perform a one-time-only show. This isn't part of a tour. This isn't part of a new album campaign. Excuse me. It's completely a one-off show for MyFest as its inaugural, and many people all know that the Raconteurs feature Detroit natives Jack White and Brendan Benson, and they're a Detroit-based band, so we're real excited to have them as our headliner, as well, Sheryl Crow, which Grammy Award winner. She's not from Michigan, but she is very well received in the state. Everyone knows that she's done many things with Kid Rock, and she makes for a great co-headliner.
Well, there's a lot of artists that you could get out there who have Michigan roots. Bob Seger, Grand Funk Railroad, Kid Rock, Terrible Ted Nugent. So the years to follow could prove very fruitful for you.
Well, yeah, and that's when I began to think about this. I said, geez, this could go on endlessly as to who could headline this event from a Michigan base. So we're real fortunate, like I said, in this state to have that type of a background.
And what are you going to do? Where are you going to set the stage up?
Well, actually, a lot of people will envision this as being at, inside the speedway, inside the track, or on concrete. But, Michigan International Speedway is nestled in the Irish Hills. And we found, they've got 1,400 acres out there. So we found just outside of the track a beautiful spot that our audio company and production company, Thunder Audio, who they've handled some of the big-time talent. You know, right now they're out there doing the Metallica tour, and they've handled Taylor Swift and all. And we toured the property with them, and they said, you know, this is a perfect spot. And actually, you're going to be out on grass and in hilly areas. So it's going to be a natural outdoor setting with trees and ponds and that surrounding you. So it's going to be very unique in that description. So it won't be on flat concrete or flat, you know, grass and an infield. It's going to be in the great outdoors.
All right. And, George, before I let you go, have you set ticket prices yet?
Yes, we have. And actually, you can get tickets at mi-fest.com, and it's, you know, pronounced MyFest. And you can get tickets that are general admission for $79, and that's one price. There's no ticket fees on top of that. Or you can get our VIP tickets, which are $109. And those include amenities, you know, for one, a tent. You know, Mother Nature could serve up different kinds of things when you're outdoors. So there is a tent area for hospitality, special entrances and parking, and special amenities. But they're not tickets, they're wristbands. So you can go in and out. And from a camping perspective, you can camp. You can go back to your campsite during the course of the day and come back to the festival. So it allows you the freedom to be able to not be locked in and be stuck there all day when you want to move around and just enjoy yourself. So we're really looking forward to the way we've structured this. And then the other thing to boot is that kids under the age of 12 that are accompanied by parents are free. Because we want, you know, especially parents that want to encourage their kids to, you know, be music lovers, to bring them along. And a lot of times that's been very prohibitive when you're paying a higher ticket price for a certain event. So we want to grow this event many years. We need, you know, the children of music lovers to appreciate it as well and come out, you know, many years to come.